Breezy 101, it's the breakfast show on your radio, and right now we have a few state champions in the studio with us, and first up, we're going to talk to the head man himself, Coach Tony Terry. Coach, thanks for being on and bringing your crew with you. Y'all been a little busy recently.
Yeah, appreciate the invite, man. We are probably wore out a little bit. I would say we've been roaming and doing things ever since we got back, but we're more than happy to do it.
That's what happens when you're a champ, right? Your time gets taken up. But
that is.
As you said, that's a good problem to have.
Good problem to have.
So we'll talk a little bit about the whole playoff run. You know, going into the playoffs, you know, I'm not going to say you didn't have as successful of a regular season, but, you know, you didn't win as many games, or you lost more games than usual. So is that because of a tough schedule, you think, or was that on purpose? You made the schedule more tough to prepare for a postseason run like this?
No doubt. We made the schedule tougher. I mean, we played, people like Lake twice, who won the 2A. We played Northwest Rankin and beat Northwest Rankin, which made the Final Four of 6A. Played Florence twice, who made the Final Four. Four of South 4A and got put out by North Pike, who we beat. You know, our divisions with West Lauderdale and Choctaw Central, and we played a lot of tournaments and played St. Benedict from Tennessee and some various people like that. So I mean, we tried to test us because we were young and inexperienced, and even younger on the field wise because of COVID last year. So that was it's not about wins and losses. It's about how you're playing at the end and what we felt about it.
How did the ice storm and everything kind of affect you and throw you off at the beginning of the year?
It was hard because, we're off for 11 or 12 days, and the day we show back up to school, we play Lake, who is one of those teams we're talking about. And, we lost 7-6, and a day later we played, 2 days later we played Florence. You know, I mean, we've not seen a ball for 12 days or practice or anything else, and that's no excuse, but, it was different.
Into the playoffs, into the postseason. Now you've talked about a number of interviews that you've had, how you told reporters and you told me plenty of times that the team just thought that they were going to win, and you had that mentality from day one going into the playoffs.
Oh, we really did. And I've said the same thing over and over. And people can believe us or they choose not to. That's fine. But we thought we were going to win from the get go. And it's just when you're around this bunch every day, you would understand, where I'm coming from. But so many times, I mean, from the beginning of the season, when we played 9-inning game with Northwest Rankin and came back at the end and won that ball game, and we were losing 14-9 to Florence and came back 17-14. I mean, there's plenty of things to point to, but we just a group of kids that won't quit. I told them, and they believed. And I mean, when they watched that video other night at the banquet, there's a point of that video where when the bottom of the seventh inning started, I told them, we're going to win the ball game. And then when we had gotten two runs and they went out there to, to talk to the pitcher, you could see in that video that was all of them around me. And I was telling them, I told you this is going to happen. And they said, yeah, we know. And, people can call us crazy if they want to, but, we got the gold glove, and that's the deal.
That's right. I love seeing the child sitting in the gold glove at the banquet. That was good.
Yeah, that was that was the best $55 I ever spent.
Yeah, that's a funny story. What is it, Build-A-Bear on the Corinth trip, right?
Yeah, it was the first playoff game we played at Corinth and went to the Tupelo Mall. And, every year we have some fun with the playoffs. And, I'm a fairly superstitious guy. But,
a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit. But, they said we were walking out, and Casey and Emma had bought a class of 21 bear in there. And someone was like, man, you got to go buy us a good luck charm. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I walked in there, the first thing I saw was the child from the Mandalorian. And I said, well, if we're getting one, that's it.
Yeah,
exactly. And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, no, I went to that game, and I got there before y'all did. And I was like, I know they left before me. I said, how did I beat them? And then y'all get off the bus with a baby Yoda. And I was like, okay, that's it. That's that's all you know. Yeah. I know they didn't leave here with that.
All right, Coach. Well, we're going to take a quick break, pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to speak to our players and get their thoughts on the postseason. It's the Kosciuszko Lady Whippets 4A State Championship softball team right here on The Breakfast Show. Breezy 101, welcome back in to The Breakfast Show as we continue with our guests, the 4A State Champs Lady Whippets softball team. Let's see, in here we have Catherine Claire Schuler, Emma Rush, Kelly Hood, Imogil Gilley, Gracie Williams, and Mary Kimball Price.
All right, up first on the mic, Catherine Claire Schuler. KC, you had a good series against North Pike in the championship, jacking some home runs and everything. So what do you think about the comeback? You know, you had day one where you got beat, and then what are y'all thinking after that first game going into game two?
I think we just knew that we were going to come back. You know, Coach Terry told us, he said, don't worry about it. We're going to win. We're going to end up winning this. And that's exactly what he did. We stayed to ourselves after that game, pretty much. I don't think really anybody talked about what exactly happened. I think we just knew that it was bound to happen, that we were going to leave here with that golden glove.
Okay, and you know, you were on the radio with me before the state championship, and I asked you what your favorite moment was, and you said riding back in and listening that we are the champions. That was your favorite moment from your career. Then you hit a home run at Southern Miss. I said, you know, you might have a new favorite moment. Is there a new favorite moment, or is it still
valid? There's a new favorite moment, but it was not the home run.
Oh, okay. Tell us about it.
It would be Coach Terry racing me to home and then seeing the smile on his face after I'd crossed the plate.
Okay. New favorite moment. I think that's a lot of people's favorite, maybe their favorite moment as well. I know I loved it. And we're going to talk more about that here in a minute. But when you're in the midst of the comeback, did y'all like – I mean, you said you knew you were going to come back, right? But in the midst of it, are y'all thinking like, oh, this is fun? Or like, are you thinking like, oh, this is just business as usual, we're coming back?
Kind of both at the same time.
Yeah?
Like at first, in the fifth inning, I was kind of like, we got to score some runs. And then we didn't. And then the sixth inning, we didn't again. And then at the seventh, Coach Terry just looks at us and he said, this is it. Here we go. We're about to do it. And I think all of us just really believed him right there, and we just came together as a team.
And I was saying that you did it just to be dramatic for the radio purpose, you know, want to keep people tuned in and all of that. So the radio guy in me appreciates that. But I have a question for Emma, if she wants to answer. Oh, I'm going to ask her anyway, whether she wants to answer or not. So you're down, like, on the comeback. You're there, two outs, tying runs at third base. You got two strikes. What are you thinking in this entire at-bat, for one thing? What are you thinking?
I was like, well, this is what me and Coach Terry have been working on all year. I got to get it done. And my heart was racing, and my legs were shaking. And I was like, well, Emma, you got to show them what you're all about. So I got me a little hit.
You did?
Got that tying run in.
You did. And then you get to first base, and you're just like jumping
up
and
down. Oh, my gosh.
Screaming.
So. I was like, I don't know. I was so pumped, and I was just trying to like, I don't know. I was so excited. Like, I couldn't even express how I felt.
Just in the moment, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So after y'all get the comeback, right, you tie it up. You got to go back to the top of the inning, and then they put up three more runs. So what are y'all thinking in the top of the inning, they put up three more runs. Y'all come back to the bottom. Y'all thinking, huh, we got another comeback.
Yeah, I was like, well, if they can do it, we can too, and we're the better team.
So, man, a lot of people ask me that after game one. They text me, and they were like, what happened in game one? I'm like, same thing I felt after West Lauderdale. They lost. I think they're going to win too. That's kind of what I thought, and apparently that's what all of y'all ended up thinking too, if you talk to the coach there. So there was a lot of Kosciuszko fans there. I mean, my friend did the camera for the TV broadcast, and he was asking me, does Kosciuszko always travel like this? I'm like, yeah, they support pretty well. So what did it mean to have that many fans in the stands for all the games, but then on Saturday when it was like mostly maroon there?
It was very important to me. It showed that our community loved us, and there's been so many people that were supporting us.
Yeah, there was a lot of people like at the, that might have been fans of the other team, that when they started seeing the comeback, they started kind of, you know, maybe not the other team, but the other teams that were there, like Oak Grove and Hernando. Obviously, I don't think you're many North Pike fans cheering for us. But you know, maybe some fans of Oak Grove and Hernando took notice of what happened. And even Coach Terry said that, you know, a number of, you know, reporters and maybe other college coaches and other high school coaches took note of it. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, Kosciuszko people, they always show up. Can't get rid of them. Okay, now we got some fun questions, and anybody can answer that wants to answer. Okay, if they lined up today, who wins in a foot race, KC or Coach Terry?
If we're being completely honest, I feel like Coach Terry would definitely pull it out.
Oh,
just,
man.
Saying, no offense, KC, but he would.
Man, there's some dirty looks being exchanged in here, y'all. Okay, and this is another one. What was Emma shouting at the other team after KC crossed home plate?
I have this one.
Okay.
She was shouting, get you some, get you some. With her many facial expressions.
Okay, I just saw the video, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then I see Emma just giving it to the other dugout. That was great. Loved it. So what was the best playoff bus ride? Like, which one did y'all like the most? Was it the one where you get the charter bus? I mean, obviously that's like riding in style. But other than that, what was your most favorite playoff bus ride?
Oh, no. It was West Lauderdale when we saw all the miniature horses outside the house.
I don't think I heard about this.
Sebastian, that's what it is.
Okay, I know who Sebastian is, but I don't know if I heard about the... Well, okay, you know, I did. That leads us to another one. That's funny. What is Coach Terry's craziest superstition? I mean, there's so many, I would assume. But, like, what's the... There's some debate going on here, hotly debated there. They want to... It's like Family Feud, where they're, like, all trying to give an answer.
He eats 2 fish fillets before every game, but he only eats the fish and the cheese. He throws the bread on the ground.
Oh, we're like from McDonald's, like a fish fillet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's pretty well. I didn't know about that one. See, y'all are telling me things that even I don't know about here. What was the... I heard a deal, something about some brooms that North Pike was walking with before a game, something along those lines. I didn't get the full scoop. I wish I had, but so what happened there?
Okay, I was sitting there the whole time.
Okay,
Miguel's got it. And I was like, why do they have those brooms? Like, that's so stupid. And Coach Nikki looks at me and was like, they're saying they're going to sweep y'all. And they're carrying a big speaker that was playing. It's like, we ready. And then they're just walking by. And they had like 2 brooms, and they're just walking by, like, acting like they're sweeping stuff.
Yeah, I wish I had known that. We would have talked about that on the radio.
We had to talk about it.
Because I was telling Coach that I'm petty like that. Petty's not my middle name. Petty's my first name. So I would have definitely mentioned I would have brought my own broom the next day or something. We could have done that. But that's all I had on my sheet here to talk about. Y'all want to give any shout-outs or anything like that? Say something that, you know, all the 4 seniors the other night kind of gave a shout-out to Coach Terry for the 363 wins. Is that right? 364. Okay, 365. I don't want to shortchange you any.
We want to thank all the people that donated money to help us get the charter bus, and also to the dugout. They're hyped the whole game, so that really helps us get through on defense and offense. So.
That was one of my questions that I kind of left off to the side there, was what was going on in the dugout during the comeback, but might not be able to say what all goes on in the dugout, so that's no problem. But that was the 2021 4A state champion, Kosciuszko Lady Whippet softball team, hanging out with us here on The Breakfast Show. They did a great job last weekend representing the town and the school and all that. So, girls, we appreciate y'all for coming in. Coach Terry, we appreciate you for, I guess, gathering them up and getting them up here. It couldn't have been too easy to get them all in one spot around this time. And I understand that you might be working on some state championship rings pretty soon, so y'all might be getting that done. But we appreciate y'all coming by, and congratulations, and thanks for coming on the show this morning.